I'll continue along with our college basketball previews, and we are talking all things Houston today. Jamie Hollingsworth, GoCougs.com. Going to talk about last year's runners-up. Jamie, how are we doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking time to let us pick your brain about what's going on there in Houston. I'd imagine that the way last year ended, while exciting to get to the national championship game, probably still a bit painful for those Houston faithful.
Yeah, a little bit, you know, coming off the high of that that Duke victory, and then just the way the Florida game ended, you know, you felt like you had a chance to win it there, and then it just all kind of fell apart at the end. But a lot of excitement for the upcoming year, and just ready to get it started.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Kelvin Sampson has built kind of a standard and expectation there at Houston. So as they get ready for this upcoming year, speak to kind of what you're seeing, what you're hearing about this 2025-26 Houston squad.
Just a lot of excitement. You know, you've got three of your main starters returning, with Milos Uzan at point guard, and then the shooter Emmanuel Sharp's back, and then the defensive player of the year with JoJo Tugler. So you have a really good base to build around. You've got three guys coming off the bench that that were there last year, and then you've got four new guys coming in. Three of them were five-star recruits, so just a lot of excitement around the new roster coming in this year.
Yeah, and let's start with, you know, Milos Uzan, because I always feel like in sports, if you have, whether it's football and you have an experienced quarterback, or volleyball and you have an experienced setter, or basketball, if you have an experienced point guard, that's obviously a very important thing. How valuable is it going to be for them to have the experience of Milos Uzan?
Yeah, it's huge. Last year, you know, he came in trying to fill the shoes of Jamal Shedd, who was just, you know, an unquestionable leader for the team. The team lost three games in November. They only lost five games overall, but they lost three in November. And, you know, even Kelvin has said that, you know, they were trying to make Milos run Jamal's offense. Well, they had to figure out how to run Milos, you know, as the main point guard. So once they figured that out, they started rolling, and just having him in the system for another year is massive. He knows his role now. He knows how to run the offense. So yeah, having him, and then also, you know, bringing in a freshman five-star point guard, Kingston Flemings, they're going to play together a lot. So he'll actually be able to come off the ball a little bit and be more of an offensive threat, which is, you know, a lot of the feedback that he got when he entered the NBA draft this past season and then decided to come back ultimately.
Well, and as you mentioned too, though, you know, Milos is not the only experienced piece that they return to the lineup this year.
Right. Yeah. You've got Emmanuel Sharp. You know, he's could be a 20 plus point scorer this year. He can shoot it from deep. He's a great defender. And then you have JoJo Tugler, who, you know, he's just a freak. He's 6'8", but he's got a 7'6" wingspan. He blocks everything. He's a rebounder. You know, he's just so intimidating when you try to get in the paint. So having him come back, you know, another year that they've been able to work with him a little bit on his offense, I think he'll be more of an offensive threat than he was last year. And I think that they're going to run a lot of the offense through him this year.
And then when it comes to, you know, the guys that are expected to maybe step up and see a bigger role this year, you know, what does that look like? Anybody in particular kind of catch your eye?
Yeah, there's two names that I've had circled for a while. Mercy Miller, he's the rapper Master P's son. You know, he had a 60-point game in high school, so we know that he can score a lot. He just wasn't quite ready to play that Kelvin Sampson defense last year. He's put on a lot of weight this summer. He looks great, explosive. He played in the Drew League out in California over the summer, and he was dunking on guys, and he just looks like he's ready to take that next step. And then also Chase McCarty, he was a four-star recruit last year. He was a red shirt, but they're expecting him to possibly step into the starting lineup. You know, he's just an ultimate 3-and-D guy. He can really, really shoot it. But he can also play defense on really anybody 1 through 5. So that's somebody that they're really excited about coming into the season as well.
Again, we're talking all things Houston men's basketball with Jamie Hollingsworth of GoCougs.com. Over the years under Kelvin Sampson, Houston has been known for a team that's going to play really, really good defense and be one of the top defensive teams in the nation. I can't imagine that changes this year, does it?
No, not at all. He's going to set the standard, and it's up to you if you want to get on the court. You've got to play his style, and they think they've got a 10-man roster right now that could play at any time. So they've got a kid, Khalifa Sakho. He's going to take that Javier Francis role from last year, really good shot blocker from Sam Houston State. So he's another guy that they've got circled as somebody that can step right in and play.
And then offensively, maybe there's a narrative around Houston basketball, fair or unfair. They're never going to light up the scoreboard, but they hope to be efficient. Is there any reason to believe that this can at least be an efficient offense this year?
I think you're going to see a completely different offense this year. They've got 3 5-star freshmen that I mentioned. All 3 are legitimate offensive threats. Chris Cenac, he's probably going to be a one and done. Kind of gives you the type of player that you haven't seen at Houston, maybe since Jairus Walker, but he's maybe even a little more polished than Jairus Walker. He can step out, shoot the 3. His mid-range game is really, really good at 6'10". Then you've got Kingston Fleming's coming in, really, really exciting pick and roll point guard, explosive. He's got that Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook type of athleticism at point guard. And then you have Isaiah Harwell. He's kind of that Devin Booker type player, can really shoot the 3, can take it off the bounce. So those are 3 just dynamic players that, as good as Houston's been, they haven't had these type of freshmen before. So it'll be really exciting to see how they fit in with Kelvin, offensively and defensively. And then, we've already talked about the big 3 coming back to go around them. So I think they're going to look to actually maybe play a little bit faster on offense. They've been dead last, over the past couple of years in tempo. But I think you could see that actually take a pretty significant bounce up this year.
Yeah, this would usually be the part, Jamie, where I would, ask about expectations. But I think with Houston, they're pretty obvious, right? The bare minimum, get to the second weekend, maybe be a Final Four championship contender. So I'll go a different way with this. What's the 1 or 2 things that could maybe prevent Houston from reaching its max potential this year?
I think I think the Big 12 is going to be better this year with teams like BYU. I think Kansas takes a step back in the right direction. We don't know about Baylor and some of these other teams that are having to replace their entire rosters, but, it's a grind to play in the Big 12. So, I think the main thing is they've got to stay healthy. We know that's been an issue in the past. JoJo Tugler, he had another foot surgery after the season ended after the Final Four. So his health will be huge. I think just staying healthy and then just being able to make it through the grind of the Big 12 will be the top 2 things they'll have to do.
Going to be a fun team to follow for sure. Again, Jamie Hollingsworth, GoCougs.com. Jamie, appreciate the time today and enjoy the upcoming season.
Can't wait. I appreciate you having me on.